Look back at last night's game. Just a thought on getting back at it after a few days off and how your team played.
We had some good parts in the game that, I thought we did well, and things that we didn't obviously do well. And it's a tough game to have that many days off and just be sitting around and not playing. It's tough, and I thought we came out and answered the bell pretty well.
Can you still look at it as a very valuable point as the year goes on?
Oh, absolutely. I think any game, it's crucial to us. And, just to get 2 points, or, we got a point last night. We always wanted our 2 points, but, it's something that, we got a point and we got to move on and be ready for tomorrow.
Dustin, what would you give your assessment on where the team is? And we're in the third week of October now. Compared to last year in October, how much farther ahead do you think the team is in its style and its game than a year ago now?
I have no clue. I have no clue. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Paul has talked about building a little bit more, defense being more aggressive this year, building a little bit more risk and reward into the game. Do you feel... It sure seems like you're jumping up into the rush a lot. Do you feel you're as offensive as you've ever been from the defensive standpoint?
Yeah, I feel, I think every pairing's got someone that's, good at, enjoying the rush. And, I think it just comes from, how we play our D zone. We know how we get the puck and, that offside guy could be running, and you just got to rely on our forwards. And I think that's one of our big things, is just kind of, getting used to, where our forwards are playing, and know that we can pinch down and jump into the rush and continue to play.
It didn't last very long, but what were your impressions of your first 3-on-3 overtime game?
It's terrible. It's a terrible part of hockey. It's not hockey.
What don't you like about it?
It ain't hockey. Just let the kids play. It's stupid.
Would you prefer the shootout to it?
Just keep it 4-on-4 or 5-on-5. Let's just play hockey.
How do you think the rivalry is evolving with the Wild, Dustin?
It's good. It's, it's another team that we have to battle with every, every time we play them. It's in one of those division games that's, it's going to be a hard game to play.
Like to be reunited with Toby on the back end?
It's nice. It's a little bit easier to read the game with him and know what he's going to kind of do, and it makes the game a little bit simpler back there.
It's because of the familiarity and that you guys have played together a lot as a pairing earlier on.
Yeah, I guess something like that.
What do you see in Nick Ehlers' game?
A lot of good things. It's still early. He's got a lot of potential. He's going to be fun to watch. He's fast. That's for sure. He's good. He's simple. He's a good kid. He's fun to have in the locker room, and he's got a long career ahead of him.
Someone was asking Brian Little the other day about the evolution of this team. You guys have seen some tough times in the past. You're obviously riding pretty high. You see, last night you play a team like Tampa Bay. They were right there, game 6 for the Stanley Cup. Where's your confidence level when you compare your team to the rest of the good teams in the league?
I think ours is, right up there. I think, we're coming off, for a really good season for our organization. I think we're real high. We believe we can compete with anybody, and we just got to come out and prove it.